Well, Eastman Kodak, our lead story this morning, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection overnight, and an association representing retirees was quick to respond. Bob Volpe is president of ECRA, and he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Mr. Volpe. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Alex.
For starters, your initial reaction to the news that Kodak was filing, did you expect this?
Well, you know, despite the long decline that the company's been going through for the last 25 years, it still comes as quite a shock to somebody that worked there over 30 years, and I'm sure many of my colleagues feel the same way. Obviously, other people have the range of emotions anywhere from anger to sadness, but I think for the most part, for people I've talked with, sadness is the prominent emotion right now.
Well, your group was quick to respond. You were announcing you're taking steps, ECRA, that is, to protect the interests of Kodak retirees. Maybe just basically what are these steps?
Well, I think it's important for two things for retirees to recognize. And people in this category, I use the word retirees, and that includes people who actually did retire, retiree survivors. My mother is one of those people. Individuals with a paid-up deferred annuity, that is, they were eligible or they earned a right to a pension, but they didn't actually retire. People on long-term disability, all those people we use as a definition of retiree. And we think it's important for people to understand two things. Number one, Mr. Perez did say we will have business as usual for a while, and that is important because it means that the company cannot take our benefits away at this time. And a court, the bankruptcy court, will make that decision sometime in the future, and that could be months. So it could be a long time.
So in a way, you're protected as well, then?
Say again?
So in a way, you're protected as well?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's important to recognize that that we have a period of time here where nothing will change. And during that time, we'll be providing more information to our members and to retirees and to the community about the steps. I think a bankruptcy process is a long one and has specific steps. And it's important to recognize there'll be two categories of creditors: those that are secured, that have a legal claim to be paid for by the company, and unsecured creditors. And those of us that are retirees, every one of us individually is an unsecured creditor, and we will be in that pool. And under the bankruptcy laws, they will look for a representative for the retirees and the employees to speak on their behalf at a committee of unfunded or unsecured creditors. That committee then will be the one that with a facilitator of the court, will speak with the company about how to resolve its differences.
Okay, so ECRA taking all these steps. What should the individual retiree be doing right now in response to this?
Well, I think the first thing that people who are not members of ECRA need to join us. They can do so on our website by going to www.ekra.org. Retirees can join through our website with a credit card. Those who don't use the internet can send us a check for $15 to our mailbox at Post Office Box 25660, Rochester, New York, 14646.